Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
We should treat our lives like we do our taxes. Now, I know that
that's a strange analogy.
Really weird and offbeat and crazy, but I was about to pay a huge penalty for ignoring being true to myself and staying in a job I was miserable in.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in three.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Life Interrupted Radio. Oh my goodness, it's my Friday night. I hope it's yours. It's the beginning of my weekend. I've got really fun plans this weekend. I've got out-of-town guests coming in, so I'm really looking forward to that. I always so enjoy when people come to visit, and, you know, it's always exciting to me to be able to show them some of the fun things I like to do. So I'm happy for that. I hope you've got some great plans for your weekend. And I've got a brand new tea here. It's made with ginger and lemon, and I have to tell you, it's fun, but a bit spicy. I'm going to be sipping this one just a little bit slow tonight, but I think it's really doing the trick for just making me feel zippy. How's that? Zippy. And zippy is a word that I like because tonight we're going to talk about how to let your inner rebel rock. But I was thinking about this inner rebel, and boy, when I heard the word from our guest, inner rebel, I was, oh, all these things came to mind about what is my inner rebel and what does my inner rebel want to do? And our guest, Susie Stedman, is going to share with us ways to let that inner rebel out, let her release and run free. And Susie Stedman is a speaker and author of the forthcoming book, Loud, Proud, and Unstoppable, The Rebel's Guide to a Dream Career. Don't we all want a dream career? I think I have my dream career doing my public speaking around communication skills and body language, and then also being the host of eWomen Network's Life Interrupted Radio. You know, that is my dream career, so I'm lucky. But we'll find out from Susie if you're still looking for your dream career, how to have that. Susie survived cancer in her mid-20s, and at that time, she realized life is short. Wow. You know, I think lots of us have had those opportunities, those moments where we realize life is really short and that we're not guaranteed any tomorrows. And so from that moment forward, Susie decided to never let a day at work be miserable or unfulfilling. Woohoo! Yay! Susie walks her own talk, and she's unleashed her own inner rebel and discovered the courage and strength to overcome fear, self-doubt, and criticism, and go from a government dentist to a dream career of working as a tour manager in the music industry. We're going to talk to her about that's quite a switch. Susie's calling in tonight from Australia, so I know it's her morning and probably the start of her weekend already, but she's calling in from Australia, so welcome so much to Life Interrupted, Susie.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure, Sharon. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. You know, your life story is so fascinating, and I want to share with the audience. I just met Susie because if you remember the episode with Dr. Michelle Pfizer, Susie and Michelle are friends, and after the episode with Michelle, Michelle recommended Susie to me. She said, you got to talk to my friend Susie. She's just this person that I know is going to have a great ideas for people. And I'm thinking about this, not only you survived cancer, which is really a life interruption, but, you know, sometimes even just changing career can be a life interruption. So I'm looking forward to hearing this story. Let's backtrack a little bit and tell us a little bit about this, your cancer, my goodness, in your mid-20s. Oh.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, look, thanks, Sharon. And look, you know, I am Australian, as you mentioned, so if I start talking too fast, please tell me to slow down. I can tend to sort of get, you know, on a roll and then be, you know, nobody can understand what I'm saying. So, but please, yes, please tell me to hold back, you know. So, so yeah, look, you know, like you mentioned, you know, that, you know, that message that I'm really passionate about is that, you know, life is short and that none of us really know how many tomorrows we have. And, you know, most of us hear that message, but, you know, and realize that it's true. But not many of us actually do anything about it and take actions to change our life, you know, to have the best life possible. And, you know, I was, like most people, I was guilty of being complacent, that tomorrow was just another day. And, you know, and look, that I had all the time in the world to make changes. But, you know, I was about to have a pretty harsh dose of reality that that wasn't going to be the case. Sort of have a pretty major, you know, life slap. And as you said, in my early 20s, I'd been working doing dentistry on primary school children. And even though that was a really great job and everything, I was really bitterly unhappy. Mm. It had been a tertiary education that I kind of gone into sort of to try to please my parents and that sort of thing, which I'm sure a lot of us can understand.
Oh, yeah.
And, but, you know, it was, you know, I was really miserable and then depressed going to work even. But the problem was, you know, I was, because it had been something I wanted to do for my parents and that sort of thing, and I was really afraid to change, and I felt that I couldn't just quit my job because I was unhappy. You know, that just, you just didn't do that. And so a lot of the time, you know, I felt like I was just living by the rules and doing things to please other people. And, you know, I sort of became angry at myself for not daring to be different or stand out or have the courage or anything to make changes. And, you know, my own fear and self-doubt kept me pretty trapped in that situation. I just wanted to share something with you, which you may laugh at this analogy, but something that sort of really struck me is that how we should treat our lives like we do our taxes. Now, I know that
that's a strange analogy.
Really weird and offbeat and crazy, but we spend so much effort and energy doing our taxes each year, and we do them to meet a deadline. And, you know, most of us look forward to receiving a return, and we see this return as a reward for the effort that we've put into it. However, you know, if you don't meet the deadline, there's penalties, and the longer you leave it, the heavier the penalties get.
Yes.
You know, well, as I discovered, there's penalties in life too. And the difference is that, you know, in your life there's not a deadline. And so we all know how we should put the same amount of effort and energy into having the best life possible to reap the rewards and get the return. But because there's not a deadline to meet, we become complacent and think that there'll be plenty of time to change and, you know, tomorrow, next week, next year, whatever.
Oh, that's so, you know, true. Because, you know, when you a couple of things come to mind when you say that, because I was just thinking of the word deadline in itself. It's like, oh, my goodness, that's just
exactly
an interesting word for the,
yes,
for our
exactly
topic. But I know when I went through my health crisis, everything shifted for me. We don't recognize that there's any sort of deadlines or, oh, I'll do it tomorrow's are so easy to put off doing what we want to do and just doing what? Our busy work.
You know, in our lives, if we keep delaying things, then it means that there's going to be penalties that it can apply. And these can affect many different areas like your health or relationships, your self-worth, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, for me, I was about to pay a huge penalty for ignoring being true to myself and staying in a job I was miserable. So at 25, I was diagnosed with a life-threatening illness, and that was cancer. That slap on the face, you know, that I mentioned before, that was it. That was going to, if that didn't wake me up, nothing was. And, you know, I couldn't believe that I was facing my own mortality at such an early age. And devastating cancer diagnosis, I'm sure for everybody that goes through it, you know, would really change my life forever. And it made me realize how much time I'd wasted being unhappy in my job of dentistry. And so I made a pact that if I survived and I had to work, that I would go for my dream career of being a tour manager in the music industry and never stay in a job that made me miserable again. And, you know, and thankfully that's a pact that I've been able to live by for, you know, the last 30 years.
I'm curious, though. I understand, because my father had this rule that if you didn't get married right out of high school, you were a nurse or an elementary teacher till you found a husband. And so I can understand this idea of becoming a dentist for your folks.
Hmm.
Where did you ever get the idea, I'll say, I mean, entering into your mind that you wanted to be a tour manager for the music industry? I'm always fascinated by these amazing careers, but it's like, I'm not sure that would have popped into my mind. Like, I think I'll go be a tour manager.
Yes, it's pretty extreme. You know, I suppose I had an early exposure to music and theatre and that sort of thing, and used to play the piano and sing in school plays and that sort of. I wasn't a gifted singer, definitely was only for the chorus. And for playing piano, I realised that I had the worst stage fright and couldn't perform in front of people, and, you know, my fingers just became blocks of wood and totally wouldn't work. And so then when I sort of was growing up, you know, I was in a country town and there was a lot of live music in the pubs and stuff like that. And so when I was old enough to go to pubs, which was sort of in Australia, it was only 18, that, I saw a lot of live music, and it was really something that just triggered, you know, something in me that I just wanted to be a part of. That, performing wasn't my forte, but organising and logistics were, and that's what a tour manager does, is compile, you know, put together a whole tour for an artist and, you know, and move them around. You also become like sort of a babysitter to the artist. You do the accountant for the act. You do many, security, PR, the whole bit. It covers a whole umbrella of different areas. But
wow.
So it was something that I wanted to do, and, you know, I wanted to be, that was sort of my way I could see of entering into it. But obviously, you know, I didn't really think, even going to those pubs in those early days, were that I would ever be able to get into it, because it's such a closed industry and definitely a male dominated industry. And me being a little Australian young girl trying to get into it, I was like, that just is not going to happen.
Absolutely. And since we're here chatting and you're in great health now and everything, I'm so thrilled that you were able to take up on that pact that you made about, if I get through this cancer, I'm going to do what I want to do. And I was reading your bio, and boy, you did it in a big way.
I've been pretty lucky to have worked with, you know, traveled the world many times over with different acts, and, and stayed in some fabulous hotels and go to places in the world that I never even knew existed, and, you know, and work with some pretty major acts, Elton John, Billy Joel, Barbara Streisand, Linkin Park, Chris Isaak, and, you know, those sorts of people, just to name a few. So, I've been really blessed and grateful, and, definitely don't take it for granted. But, you know, I work hard to make it happen as well.
So share with the audience. I mean, absolutely, it takes hard work, but it also takes a lot of courage and a lot of strength to make those changes. And I love this idea about the inner rebel. We need to take a commercial break, but when we come back from this break, I want you to share with everybody about how we can find our inner rebel and how you found the strength and courage and what you learned as you proceeded through the process of healing from your cancer and then finding your dream job. We'll be back in just a moment.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. to get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes. And who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to Life Interrupted Radio. We're here with Susie Stedman, and she's calling in all the way from Australia, which I just love because I'm thinking, here it is, my Friday evening, and I'm so enjoying it with you right now. And it's her morning, so I'm always kind of quirky about having to do the time zones, and I love having the ability to have a job where I can talk to people all over the world, which is so fascinating to me, and I love it that I've just met Susie Stedman, and she's a speaker and an author of the forthcoming book, Loud, Proud, and Unstoppable, The Rebel's Guide to a Dream Career. And Susie survived cancer in her mid-20s, and now she's telling us about how she found her dream career, and that was as a road manager, music manager, for a lot of big-name acts. We want to talk to Susie about this inner rebel and how we can find that inner rebel within ourselves. So welcome back, Susie, to Life Interrupted Radio.
Oh, thanks, Sharon, so much. Yeah, it's really, really great to be here. I love all the what you're doing. It's fabulous. Thank you.
You've had a pretty amazing story of how your life was interrupted, and we can find several ways of how it was interrupted there, not just unfortunate health diagnosis, but also in a career that wasn't your thing, and how you found a way out of both. And you talk about this inner rebel, and let your inner rebel rock, and I just love that. Find it so fascinating. I know I have an inner rebel. My friends will tell you I have an inner rebel, and my mom will certainly tell you I have an inner rebel. So
glad to know there's a kindred spirit.
That's probably why I connected with that title there. Let's share with the audience what your definition of inner rebel is and how you unleashed it and how they can too.
Sure. Yeah, look, you know, just to put your audience members at rest that, you know, your inner rebel doesn't mean that you've got to race out, buy a leather jacket and get a tattoo. You know, it's not that.
Or ride a motorcycle or anything
like
that.
That's right. Or wear a black outfit like Olivia Newton-John in Greece or anything like that. It's not that type of thing. So, and I suppose people call it many different things, but for me, it's, you know, the inner rebel is that real unwavering knowing that just sort of sits that solid thing in your stomach, that sort of, it's your inner voice, it's your inner strength, your courage, that sort of thing, and it's there, always there to, that you can kind of rely on, you know, no matter what, and it's there to sort of give you guidance, be able to sort of help you bounce ideas off and keep you centered and focused. And the way I found mine was kind of another bit of a funny story, was that, you know, after my cancer diagnosis, I was in the hospital, had a couple of major operations and that sort of thing, and, you know, feeling guilty about putting my family through the pain. I was not coping with all that was going on and how to sort of get through everything. And thankfully, I did have a lot of people come and visit me in the hospital, which was beautiful, but terribly, terribly draining and exhausting, and all I wanted to do is just put the covers over my head and just kind of not get out. And, you know, one day a friend of mine came, and she just came in just before visiting hours were over. She looked at me and she goes, oh, you know, you look absolutely terrible. She goes, I'm not going to stay, but I've just come here to give you something. And she had pulled out of her handbag, she had this child's pink drink bottle with stars and teddy bears on the outside, which disguised the adult beverage contents inside, you know, and let's just say that it wasn't lemonade. And, you know, back in those days, alcohol was absolutely forbidden, you know, from the hospitals. You couldn't have it whatsoever. So even though I could only take like one tiny sip of that, the contents of that drink bottle, what it represented to me was this huge revelation that, you know, and this is what I call my drink bottle moment, of kind of like, if my my friend could take this risk for me and believe that I deserve to be happy by bringing me, you know, this drink, something different, something taking a risk. But, you know, I really needed to step up and start doing that for myself because I'd been pretty slack and pretty inactive in that area. So it was really, that's when I really discovered that was my inner rebel. That was my stepping out to break out of the sort of mold that I had been in and to really go for what I wanted to do. And that was, you know, my dream career of doing the tour management and that sort of thing. And it's your inner rebel is really unleashing that strength and courage to go for what you wanted to do what you love.
Oh, I so agree, and I love your friends, and I love that. You're so right. It wasn't about the drink bottle or what was in the drink. It was what it represented, and I think that's so true for all of us that there are moments where it's one of those decisions that, like, is this a heck yes or a heck no moment? And that's my inner rebel. Mm. My inner rebel is always the one I go to and set, sort of bounce the idea off. And what I get back is usually, heck is sanitizing it for my audience here. But anyway, heck yes or heck no. And
yes.
I listen to that little person in there, that inner rebel, because more often than not, sometimes I've said, that wasn't the best idea, but I've never regretted it. So.
Yes.
So I love the inner rebel and what that drink cup moment to you represented. Now, you've shared with us how you've survived cancer and thrived afterwards, you know, and let your inner rebel out. And I think people can relate to this idea of this little voice within them. What are some ways you learned to strengthen the inner rebel to really know when it was the inner rebel or when maybe it wasn't? How did you... I know there's ways to stop fear and self-doubt and overcome other people or parts that aren't so satisfying from ruling your life.
Yeah, you know, look, and that's a good question too, because sometimes is it just that it's something you think, oh, that I might want to do this, or is this really what my true path should be? And, you know, and it is like just something like you mentioned of checking in with yourself and really sitting with yourself in silence and working out whether it's something you want to do. And it's kind of really interesting that the minute you start to vocalize your change in your career or what you want to do, you start to get people that the negativity, and that's where your test is really going to come in, whether you work out whether it's really something you want to do. Those naysayers, the hecklers, the people that, you know, in their infinite wisdom think that they're, you know, they might be trying to support you or show you the right way, but really, you know, they can be, it can quite often be just, you know, their own things that they kind of feel they don't like seeing somebody being courageous or somebody stepping outside of the mold. And that's where your tests are going to come in and where you'll know for sure if it's something that you really want to do. And, you know, what I suggest to people is keep moving forward. Don't let this stop you. Even if, you know, I've had it myself from my parents and friends and family and that sort of thing. They thought I was crazy doing tour management. I moved interstate, you know, millions of miles away practically and that kind of thing and had no clue, no idea how it's going to start, but I just knew if I went to where the hub of the music industry is, started to try to meet people and that sort of thing, that things would start to happen. But there's always going to be those naysayers, and, like, you know, say, so don't let that stop you. Still just keep taking action, and, you know, just you're already on a winning path by vocalizing it and have already focused of what you want to do, and then start to surround new people that will support you, that, you know, like-minded people that, like, you know, are into the same thing as you, or people that will support you, or, you know, get a coach, a mentor, or somebody that, you know, or groups of people that will boist you up, not try to crush you. And, you know, I've had many times where it's been where I've had to do other jobs like selling barbecues or acting or bartending, waitressing, that sort of thing to sort of keep the momentum going. And, you know, that's some of those times can be pretty down. And that's when I might stop in and check, is this still really want to do? And, you know, my answer was always yes. And, you know, and then the minute you start acknowledging that again, then the rewards start to come. Like I said, that return will come in and the rewards are there.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I so agree about this idea of keep moving forward. And the naysayers, sometimes they have the best of intentions. Yeah. I have a couple of naysayers in my life, and I know that about them. And I've realized over time that their safety thermometer, shall I say, is that much lower than mine. And it's just that they're fearful. They love me so much, and their fear is out of control as for me. And it's really coming from a nice place, a place of wanting to keep me safe. Mm. And so I try to acknowledge those people in my world. Look, for me, I am safe. For me, this is what I need to do. And once I acknowledge some of those drivers and the naysayers, without putting them down, you know, just saying nasty things about them or, you know, stop saying that or whatever, I find that sometimes even the naysayers come around to your way of thinking. Usually it's when you're like three quarters of the way of winning to what you want to get. Like, gosh, by golly, you can get there from here. I didn't know that.
That's exactly right.
I know you have this wonderful saying of backing yourself will always be a winning bet. Let's share that idea a little bit.
Well, it's kind of follows that you know, if you put yourself first and you know, like we were just saying with the naysayers, try to put them in the background. Keep your focus of, really acknowledging what you want to do and keep putting in motion these plans, you know, of how you can keep moving forward. And, if you're backing yourself, if you're always still having that being true to yourself, letting your inner rebel rock and making, you know, forging ahead, that you're always going to be, have a winning bet and you're going to be the person that's going to reap the rewards and, you know, have this fulfillment and the best life possible is really what it is. And the fabulous thing with this is that it doesn't matter what age you are. And, you know, kind of that something that I'm going through, you know, a couple of years ago, I realized you can have as many dream careers as you want. You know, it doesn't have to be you find one thing and stick to it. You know, a few years ago, I remembered that I wanted to write a book and be an author. And so I did. It was a new passion and I was excited. And so I co-authored a book with New York Times bestselling authors, Janet and Chris Atwood and Marcy Shimoff, and you know, we had a number one seller on Amazon, and you know, and then I started career coaching because I wanted to help people have their career of the dream, so that, you know, and again, people thought, hang on a minute, you're sort of getting close to middle age, and you know, why would you want to be doing something different and starting from scratch, basically? But you know, again, I had to really back myself and know that, you know, I was on a winner as far as serving people, helping people, and you know, this was something that was really important to me. And you know, and thankfully, it's been where I'm able to help coach people so that they've had the rewards that they deserve in their own careers as well. So, you know, it's never at any age it's possible, and to sort of just again be true to yourself.
Oh, yes, so true, so true. My goodness, Susie, time flies. We need to take a quick commercial break here, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Susie about the 5 P's to success. So I'm excited to find out that and to know that no matter what age, it doesn't matter. We can always reinvent ourselves. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Life Interrupted Radio will be back after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. We've been talking to Susie Sedman, the author of the forthcoming book, Loud, Proud, and Unstoppable, The Rebel's Guide to a Dream Career. And we've been talking about how we let our inner rebel rock. And Susie is a career coach, and she's sharing with us some of her backstage past ideas to get us that career of our dreams as well. And you've got the 5 P's to success. Let's share with the audience what those are.
Yeah, and you know, that whole backstage pass, it's about giving people accessibility to something that's exclusive. It's something that only you know how to do, you putting your own imprint on, you know, and that's what's so, you know, it's super cool about it, is that it's doing something that, you know, it might be the same role as other people can do, but you are doing it the way that you want to do it with your imprint. And so the 5 P's to make that, to success, to make that happen is the first one, and if your audience members want to write these down if they have a pen and paper, but is the first one is to have a plan. It doesn't mean you have to have all the answers, because I certainly did not, you know, from beginning to end. It just means that you have to have the intention is clear and you're focused on making it happen. So writing down even just a few points to get you started, you know, and like I said, for me, I didn't have any clue or connections in the music industry, and I had to move interstate. That was my big plan, was to do that. And then the Hard Rock Cafe opened in Sydney in Australia, the very first one all those years ago, and so I got a job waitressing there, and I knew that that would have music people and that sort of thing. So that was sort of my big plan, and from there I just kept my eyes and ears open and was kind of, you know, not afraid to say yes to things if opportunities came up. So it's really, yeah, just taking that first action step. And so that's your first one. Have a plan, as small as it might be. And then number two.
It's nice to know that it doesn't have to be, you know, a 50-page business plan. It's nice
Absolutely
to know that
not.
we can start on this journey before we have it 100% figured out.
Exactly, yes. So number two is persevering. Now, look, this is really crucial, and because even when things don't seem to be going right, it's to just keep going, because the rewards will come. Hot tip is that something I wish I'd known back then that I know now, and that's, you know, it took me nearly 6 years before I got my first assistant tour manager position. So it wasn't even like tour manager, it was assistant tour manager. So, and it, you know, from my own experience and from helping others, you know, if you have a coach, a mentor, somebody that, you know, can give you advice or support along the way, that it can drastically reduce the time to achieve your goals. If only I'd known that back then.
So
number three is like persist. Now, that's keeping connection with contacts that you make along the way in your field. You know, quite often, you know, work will come from word of mouth. So, you know, you've got to keep those connections so you always feel like you're in the forefront of people's minds, and or check media, publications, internet, social media. So you can always keep one step ahead and find out what work is coming up, and then put your hand up for it. Make that call.
Oh,
yes. Don't go on, wait for them to come to you. You go
yes,
to
them. Sister, put your hand up.
Yes.
I can't tell how many times when in my coaching I'm talking to people and I say, did you put your hand up? And they said no. And I said, then why are you upset?
Exactly. Yeah, so number four is perspire. This is meaning do the legwork with focus and determination. And yes, that means physically get up, get out and get face-to-face with people. That's a really big one, which, you know, in these days with computers and phones and, you know, that sort of stuff doesn't happen so much. We rely so much on email and internet and that sort of thing. So, yeah, get out there and get face-to-face with people.
Oh, it's easy to hide today.
And absolutely. Stay
so busy answering all those emails and those tweets and everything else that you never get out there and shake hands. And I so agree with you. Relationships are critical to not just finding your dream job, but just about anything in life.
Anything, absolutely. Yeah, you're so right. So, and number five, push for forward. And, you know, this is something we touched on before about there'll be times when you feel that it would be easier to give up and, you know, where everything seems to be working against you and people are not being supportive, you know, and this is the time that you talked about of like checking in, you know, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And if you find that you have that rock solid feeling, you know, in your stomach that's ceasing, sort of knowing that you would regret if you didn't continue, then you've got to keep going and just go, okay, I've asked the question, this is the right path for me, and let your inner rebel start to rock again and be bold and strong and get you out there again, and, you know, so that you can just go, okay, well, I've asked the question, I'm doing it. And this is what it is. And the rewards will start to come. And the work arena, it just isn't what it used to be. And staying in one job is rare. So, you know, you really need to just be able to mold and move with the times and really just sort of become your own entity. And so that you keep one step ahead and doing something that you love and enjoy rather than sort of things mounting up and not being in a happy position. So kind of my thing is about dreaming big, be bold, and, you know, today counts, and you're the person responsible for sort of making all that happen.
Oh, it's so true. Today does count. I think of so many times there in my own life that there's been a time where I just, like you said in the opening, you just wanted to, you threw the covers over your head, and how many times we feel like doing that, but then we realize life is short and we better get past our fear and our self-doubt and just keep on moving forward. And yeah, trusting ourselves, I think, is what I've gotten from your message today, Susie, is about trusting ourselves.
Yes, probably one of the hardest things to do, but the most beneficial and rewarding thing, that to be able to sort of see if the what is, because it's always so easy to go, oh, that's too hard, it's too difficult, what if it doesn't work? But I'm like, what if it does work? What if it does happen? What if you achieve everything you want to achieve? Then, you know, is it kind of turning the tables and just going, you may as well go for the what if I can make it happen rather than what if I can't?
Absolutely. Well, on that note, my dear, it's been fabulous. Thank you for spending your early morning with me and the Life Interrupted Radio audience to let our inner rebel out. Let the audience know how they can learn more about you and your website, as well as your upcoming book, Loud, Proud, and Unstoppable, The Rebel's Guide to a Dream Career.
Thanks. Yes, look, my website is innerrebelcareers.com. With an S on the end, so it's INNERREBELCAREERS, a lot of double letters in there, .com. So innerrebelcareers.com, and that's also the same on Facebook, Inner Rebel Careers. And you know, if they go to my website, then if they want to join up for my mailing list, then I'll keep it in touch of when the book's coming out, which hopefully will be soon, sometime this year. It's been a pleasure talking with you. I'm sure your peeps sound like my peeps, too.
Yes, we all.
Really, really great people.
Yeah, I think all of us can relate to when life is interrupted, but, you know, picking yourself back up, dusting yourself off, and keeping moving forward, as you said. Plan, persevering, persist, perspire, and push forward. So,
yeah.
Thank you so much, Susie, for being on Life Interrupted Radio tonight. We certainly appreciate your message here, and all the best to you with your upcoming book and following your own inner rebel.
Thanks so much, Sharon. It's been a real pleasure, and all the best to you too and to your listeners. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Wasn't Susie great? And what reflections do you have on your inner rebel? Have you heard them before? Maybe that whole idea of an inner rebel is new to you. We'll discuss that in just a moment when we get back from this commercial break.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Welcome back from that commercial break about mindfulnessinactionbook.com. Let's talk a little bit about this inner rebel and also the idea of mindfulness. Mindfulness is not just meditation. The thing to think about mindfulness is listening to those inner voices, listening to the inner rebel. We have multiple parts of us. Probably have heard the idea of the inner child. That's another part of us that hopefully gets along with the inner rebel. Sometimes there can be conflict between these different parts of us too. So to me, it's fascinating how the inner rebel works. Now, maybe the rebel isn't the right word for you. Maybe you've got some part of you that works like the inner rebel, as Susie described it, but you've got a different name for it. That's okay. Don't worry if you say, I don't have an inner rebel, or I don't like the name rebel. That's fine. That's not what this is about. In Susie's definition, the inner rebel is about moving forward, not staying stuck, not letting other people guide your life. Now, this isn't about doing crazy things like stepping in front of a bus, but this is about those decisions about your career, where you want to live, who you want to hang out with, where you want to be, those kinds of things. Where oftentimes people, for a multitude of reasons, sometimes people don't want us to change because then they might have to change. Other times, as I said, talking to Susie, people want to keep us safe because their definition of safety is different than your definition of safety. So understand, you know, that this inner rebel is just the part of you that's willing to go, heck yes, what if? What if it does work, as Susie said? And her going from being a dentist all the way to being a roadshow manager for some big name acts. Pretty amazing, wasn't it? Yes. Put your hand up for it. Put your hand up for it. I loved how she said that because this is what you're supposed to be doing. If you're in a rebel, if, like I said, maybe the name rebel doesn't resonate with you, but if your inner rebel is saying, yes, this is what it's about, put your hand up for it. Now, that doesn't mean you're seeking permission. That's just what we're saying as sort of a phrase to get you into action. Step forward. Take a risk. Move forward. That persist, perspire, and push forward were the last three of Susie's P's to success. And that idea of put your hand up forward is about taking that risk, moving forward, stepping into it, as Sheryl Sandberg likes to say, leaning into it, whatever phrase you put around it, take action because today counts. Today counts in so many ways. Let's take a moment and take a nice deep breath and reflect on the way that your day today has counted. One, two, three, four. Those ways that your day counted today integrate. That's right. Feel it integrate with you, who you are, leaving fear and self-doubt by the wayside. Blessing it for all that it's done for you over these years and letting it go now. Take a nice deep breath and find that inner rebel. Whatever name that you have for that part of you, Ask it to show up now. That's right. Begin to have a conversation by first thanking it for showing up. That's right. And ask, what do you want me to know? Listen. Listen. What do you want me to know? That's right. As the messages begin to come through, there is no judgment. There is no labeling. Just taking note with gratitude. Isn't that interesting? What else do you want me to know? That's right. Listen. And breathe through the messages that you're receiving. No labels, no judgments. Just expressing gratitude that that part is willing to share with you what you need to know right now. Thank you. Thank you. Interesting. Fascinating. Thank you. As you continue to breathe through, ask if there's any other parts of you that want to share what you need to know right now. That's right. One part. Maybe there's more than one part. Maybe there's a whole chorus. It's all good. It's all right. Asking the question, what do you want me to know now? That's right. Maybe it's coming through as images, feelings, words, memories. It's all good. That's right. Thanking each part for sharing with you with gratitude and love. No labels. No judgments. Thank you. Continuing on with, what do you want me to know now? Breathe through whatever the messages you receive are. Let the breath go with a sound. So in through the nose, and out through the mouth to rattle the vocal cords. That's right. Isn't it interesting how we can go inside and find many things? All those parts of us have been doing fantastic jobs for so many years. Maybe you're hearing from some you didn't even know were busy working in there. That's right. Asking the question, what do you want me to know now? letting it happen. Feel the feelings that you're feeling. It's all good. It's all messages that are important for you to know now. Breathe through them. Let the sound come out. Whatever sounds right to you. That's right. No labels, no judgments on what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're feeling. No labels, no judgments, just gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. That's right. Letting go of all fear and self-doubt. Shake it out. Any last little tidbits of, oh my goodness, that's not me, or I couldn't do that, or what about, or yes, but. Just shake them out. That's right. As we begin to come back, just shake them out. Feel your hands shake and your fingers shake, and let's rattle our little toes and shake our ankles and move our shoulders. Shake out any of that last little things that no longer serve you. Just let them go. Just shake them out with a blessing and say, you served me for a while, but thank you, you're no longer needed. I'm stepping out. I'm raising my hand. I'm moving forward. That's right. As you begin to come back now, take a nice deep breath and continue to shake it out. Just letting go of any fear and doubt so you too can persist and move forward. That's right. Taking note of all of those wonderful messages that you received with what those parts of you wanted you to know now. That's right. Begin to come back now. That's right. Take a nice deep breath. Become more and more alert to where you are right now, surrounding you, noticing any little noises in the room, any faint little smells or things that are interesting. Open your eyes now. Welcome back. Now is the time to grab a pencil and paper. Maybe it's that same one you grabbed when you heard Susie Stedman tell us about her 5 P's: plan, persevere, persist, perspire, and push forward. Grab that pencil and paper and take note of what those parts of you wanted you to know now. I'm going to sign off a little early on Life Interrupted Radio today so you can take those notes. While they're top of mind, that's right. While they're top of mind, we always think we'll remember them. If you're like most people, not so true. Might remember vague little details or faint little reminiscences. But go have a great day, whatever your adventures, and spend the next few minutes taking note of what those parts of you, including your inner rebel, want you to know now. Remember, today counts. And what if it just does work? Share with me over at lifeinterruptedradio.com what some of the inner rebel said to you or other parts said to you. That's right. And share with me what you came up with. That answer of what if just for today, it does work. And join me next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for another episode of Life Interrupted Radio. As always, go have a great day, whatever your adventures.
The information provided on LifeInterruptedRadio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. Listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by LifeInterruptedRadio.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.